WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders are reacting to the news that President Biden has withdrawn from the 2024 presidential race. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
At the recent NATO summit, Keir Starmer said after his one-on-one with Joe Biden, he was sharp. Now, that same prime minister says he respects the president's decision. Elsewhere, Germany's Olaf Scholz, whose party recently came in a dismal third in EU elections, was quick to praise the man who said Nord Stream 2 would not come online. Elsewhere in Russia, questions persist as to whether the decision was in fact voluntary.
Now, as for the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump.
We know from our sources that the Trump team has been building a book to take on Kamala Harris, attack her for some of her past statements, and do everything they can to tie her to Joe Biden.
That's ABC senior investigative producer John Santucci. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Governor Evers has signed a $4.6 million contract to resurface parts of Wisconsin 23. That work is scheduled to be completed at the end of October. Over 6.5 miles of Wisconsin 23 between Wisconsin 33 and I-90 in Sauk County will be resurfaced with the goal of improving traffic operations and road quality. This work will be done in two stages. In the first stage, Wisconsin 23 will be closed to through traffic and detour utilizing Wisconsin 33 and US 12. In the second stage, Wisconsin 23 will remain open under flagging operations. Additional improvements include a beam guard replacement on the bridge over Dell Creek, along with widened paved shoulders between Turtle Creek and Water Street, as well as subgrade improvements near Shady Lane and Dell Creek. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 here by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms with a high of 81. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61. 99.7.
Much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Monday is going well so far. I know, though, Mondays can be a little fickle. Lots of coffee, lots of donuts. Add the sprinkles if you must. We are adulting at our best today. Anything we need to get through a Monday, right? I'm Maddie Jones. Here is Tom Cochran. Life is a highway on Max FM.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad? Last night I dreamt of something.
Madonna, La Isla Bonita, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's about 13 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Maddie. Welcome back to the work week.
Yes.
And hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday.
Yes, we're here. We're doing our thing. Now, you know, we just heard from Madonna, and it's interesting because Ryan Reynolds, who's getting ready to release that new Deadpool movie in just a few weeks, actually, he had to meet with her personally to get permission to use one of her other big songs, Like a Prayer, in Deadpool and Wolverine. He says she gave a suggestion about how to use it, and she was, quote, spot on. Well, if there's one thing Madge knows about music, it's probably how to use her own hits, right? So it's interesting, though, that you had to actually meet with her one-on-one to get a permission to use the song. I think that was just Madge's way of meeting Ryan Reynolds. I'm pretty sure that's what that all amounted to.
That checks out.
know, she's one of those eccentric sorts in this world. So, yeah, I could imagine her having a few stipulations.
Now, I'm not sure we should trust her judgment on film, though.
Right? I know. This seems like it's going to be one of the blockbusters of the summer, though. And we'll put that in air quotes because we have yet to have a major blockbuster other than, you know, Inside Out 2 and Despicable Me 4, which is also doing very well in the theaters.
Right.
I don't think even Twisters this weekend held a candle to those family films, even though we really wanted to see Twisters. Obviously, my husband's passion for Storms, he can recite the entire original Twister verbatim. I mean, he doesn't even need the movie playing. He can just tell you the entire plot and word for word what's happening. We did not get a chance to see it this weekend because we didn't leave the house. I'm going to be honest. We were exhausted. Saturday rolled around, and every time I'd look over at him, he'd be sound asleep. Every time he'd look over at me, I was sound asleep. One of us randomly had a dog on our lap at some point in time, and that was pretty much how the entire weekend went. We had a lot of takeout delivered to the Jones-Hartman household, and we never even stepped foot outside unless it was to let Aspen go potty. That was it. That was the only reason we were outside.
Gotta be honest, that sounds magnificent.
Oh, man, we needed it, though. We were exhausted. He was tired from all being in Milwaukee all last week with the Republican National Convention. Obviously, that was huge on the civic platform. And so he was exhausted. I was tired from the couple of days I had to go back and forth, you know, delivering equipment, picking up equipment.
Sure.
And then, you know, just hauling Dexter around in the middle of the week, trying to get him to all of his different appointments and classes and all of that. We were just absolutely exhausted. So we were happy to curl up in chairs with blankets and watch the men's USA basketball team almost get beat by South Sudan on Saturday. If you haven't been paying attention, the USA men's Olympic team is like a super team, right? Steph Curry, LeBron, Anthony Davis. You've got Joel Embiid over there. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? And then they came out in the first half of the game. They led for a couple of minutes, and then all of a sudden, South Sudan got them with their youth and their speed, and the USA team up until the third, fourth quarter had no answer. If you didn't watch it, it was a really great, entertaining game. This will be the first time in Olympics history that South Sudan has had a basketball team, and they're going to be super fun to watch. You know, there's always like that team that makes a story during the Olympics, and I feel like this could be one of those teams who has a story with them during this Olympics because they were really, really fun to watch. So it was a showcase. The men's Olympic basketball team has already qualified for the Olympics in Paris, which I believe start Friday, right? I haven't really been keeping up to date, but I believe they start Friday. But it was a very entertaining game. We also watched a lot of movies this weekend, old ones. That's what we did.
Anything good?
We watched Romancing the Stone, which is always a classic. And then yesterday, Ocean's 11. That was also on the docket yesterday. So
cool.
We went old school yesterday. Now, what about you guys? Anything fun and exciting at your house over the weekend?
Busy weekend again. Romeo and Juliet performances. And so we're coming into our final weekend. Next weekend will be our last weekend.
Okay.
And then with two more performances next weekend. And then, Maddie, my summer will officially begin.
Just in time for it to be closer to the end. That's
exactly
awesome. But this
works for me.
I was just going to say, because you really do love the fall season, we're about to hear a whole lot of Aspen because there's a bunny sitting right in front of the window and she is locked into this bunny. So hopefully the bunny quits grooming itself pretty soon and hops away before Aspen makes too much of a sound. This has been her morning, let me tell you. She has seen deer. She has seen a mama deer and two babies this morning. She has seen tons of bunnies. She saw a possum at one point. There was a chipmunk out there this morning as well as we were walking around. So she is amped up this morning. She
now,
is ready
she
to
like,
roll.
Is she like Theo when she can't get to the bunny or the squirrel?
Annoying,
or
loud,
whatever, she starts to whimper and whine?
Yeah. Yes, she's all of those things. We do a lot of dancing on the back legs and walking on the back legs as well, yeah, when she sees mm-hmm. those things. Deer, she's just enamored with, and I'm not really sure why. I'm not sure if she thinks they're just large dogs. She also likes cows and horses. She has the same reaction to cows and horses. And the ones that live out here on Goose Poop Pond on a normal basis, she's pretty used to them by now, so she doesn't really make as much sound. But when she sees a deer, it's a whole nother level. It's a whole different octave that she hits as far as the whining, the whimpering, and the crying, and it's kind of ridiculous. So she's very much on high alert, though, today, and she's got her ears perked up. She is ready to go. So I apologize in advance if she starts making too much noise. We'll do our best here. Now, if you were not living under a rock this weekend, you saw the big announcement that President Joe Biden announced that he will not be seeking re-election. This was big news yesterday, and it basically was the focus of all news sources, if you were paying attention yesterday. He's actually the first sitting president to drop out since Lyndon Johnson back in 1968. He did endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him. If you've been paying attention to any of this, she has basically gotten the endorsement of most of the Democratic sitting Congress, which is good. She has also, boy, oh boy, raised a whole lot of money in grassroots efforts. Did you see the total that's come in since President Biden announced he was stepping down or not seeking re-election, I should say, because he will be finishing out his term. Let's be clear on that. I think it's upwards to like $70 million as of early this morning that she has raised in just grassroots efforts. That's not even with donors getting involved yet. That's just people donating to the campaign. So pretty crazy how that's all worked out over the last couple of days. But big story. I mean, the last time the Democrats did something like this, we mentioned it was 1968. In fact, the convention happened to be in Chicago at that point in time. They didn't fare so well in the general election. So we'll see how this all works out. One of the things in the polling that I thought was interesting, though, is over the last few months, people have been clamoring for younger candidates, right? Much younger candidates on both sides of the aisle. It wasn't just one or the other. It was both sides of the aisle. And Kamala is only 59 compared to Joe's 81. So definitely
spring
a
chicken.
Difference. Yeah, definitely a difference in age. So we'll see how it all works out. But, you know, that's going to be basically taking over the news for the next few days anyway, as far as a national level goes.
Yeah. But, and we were talking about that yesterday. And do you believe we kind of feel like there should be a cap as far as an age that a president can be seeking election?
And you have to be 35 to actually run for president.
Right.
And I feel like at some point, you know, we've talked about this here on the morning show. I mean, I don't want to be an ageist because there are plenty of older people that have a lot of wisdom that we can learn from. And I feel like no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, let's be honest, Joe Biden has had one of those careers in Washington where he's been very influential, right? I mean, it's just kind of how it is. He's been there forever. But I don't want to be ageist, but I feel like at a certain point, yeah, I think there needs to be some sort of cap. And I also, as you and I have talked previously on the morning show, I'm also one of those people that believes in the same thing for Congress members. I'm also this that person who believes that there should be term limits as far as members of Congress. And I also believe that there should be age limits as well as term limits for people who sit on the Supreme Court. That's just kind of my personal belief, right? I think the world changes. I don't think it should be a lifetime election or a lifetime appointment, depending on what circumstance you're talking about. And I feel like, you know, the world changes consistently and new ideas come into light and the voting constituency changes as well. And I feel like to keep up on some of those things, I feel like there should be term limits and age limits. That's just my personal belief. And we can sit down and have a nice argument about that sometime or a nice heated discussion, whatever you want to do. But that's just kind of my personal belief. And that's not just because of this current election. I've actually felt like that for years and years and years. That's been my personal belief for many, many years. That's not just a current thought that I've had. So
because it's a tough gig. I mean
it
not
is.
Speaking from, you know, my knowledge of the job itself, but I mean, it's a tough gig.
It's
and
a tough gig, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
even
know.
Even the youngest of people who get into office look really, really old when they get out. I mean, you know, granted, some of them will serve 8 years. But if the president only can serve 8 years, I don't understand why we don't have term limits on other positions in Washington, D.C. as well. I mean, I think it just kind of makes sense. But again, there are people way smarter in this world than I am. That's for sure. I'll just continue to keep telling everybody to go vote with their conscience. And that's, I guess, all we can do at this point. in time. But it is definitely taking over the news cycle right now. So it was a jolt of energy for the Democratic Party for sure yesterday.
Yeah, big news on a Sunday, which
right?
I'm not a huge fan of, but, you know, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Know. Yeah. Well, and you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. The news stations who rely on a whole lot of pre-taped packages, the national networks, they were not prepared because they were doing live coverage, and then the packages would be like, so far, only four members of Congress. Now we're up to like 28 or something, and they're telling you four members of Congress have endorsed her. I was like, might want to be more on top of this a little
right.
bit, people. But, you know, it was coming so fast and furious, I also understand, because I've worked on that side, that it's hard to keep up. But there was a lot going on yesterday. It was kind of like you were getting, bombarded from all angles, right? Because there was just so much happening in a very short amount of time. Now, one of the other big stories from the weekend is, we mentioned it, the Olympics are coming up very, very quickly. And, you know, I have opinions on a lot of things, if you've listened to the morning show, including politics. But how about this? Breakdancing at the Olympics this year, Finn, that's going to be an Olympic sport.
Breakdancing?
Breakdancing, although they're just calling it breaking. Now, it's super fun to watch, right? I'm a huge fan of breakdancing. I think those people who can do some of those moves, like spinning and doing stuff on their head and their shoulders, I think they're crazy awesome. But is it Olympic sport worthy? Now, here's how we feel about it in America, talking about the real topics, right? I mean, forget politics. We have opinions on breakdancing at the Olympics. In a new poll, 19% of people strongly approve this new sport being added, 21% somewhat approve, so that's 40% who are basically down with it. 19%, though, strongly disapprove, and 12% somewhat disapprove, so about 31% of us are haters of breakdancing at the Olympics. Meanwhile, 29% of people, they don't want to choose either side. Now, it really does sound like politics, right? Because they're not sure. They don't know how they feel about breakdancing at the Olympics. You know, I say, heck, if you're going to put your body on the line like that, because let's face it, we've all seen really good breakdancers. It's not easy. You have to be in really good shape. You never see a chubby breakdancer. Let's be honest. You don't see a lot of chubby breakdancers. Like, I'm not getting out there, Finn, and I'm not doing some of the stuff that these really talented people are doing. So, you know, I can see where they would maybe be considered, and it would be considered in the Olympics. I don't know if it should be like a sport, though. It's dancing. Is this considered a sport? But of course, you've got, you know, the other side of the coin where people are like, well, if ice dancing is considered a sport, shouldn't breakdancing be considered a sport? So I don't know.
It's interesting. I don't know about dancing being an Olympic sport,
right?
But sure, you know, electric boogaloo sure is fun to watch.
The robot, those kinds of things. Are we going to see a lot of those? I kind of want to know where I can watch this, though, now. Because, you know, there's going to be all sorts of different subsidiaries of NBC airing the Olympics, right? They've got all of, like, their Peacock's going to have some action, and then they're going to break some of their, like, different dot networks down so they have some action. I really want to know where breakdancing will come in. Is this going to be on dot 29 or something? Because I'm totally down for finding it and watching it. That's kind of what I want to do, because I feel like this would be fun. You know, and people a few years ago didn't really love the fact that skateboarding and BMX biking were going to be part of the Olympics and all of that.
Yeah.
And now people really enjoy watching it. So who knows, right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's so entertaining to watch. That's
right?
probably why so many people were on board with this
right?
being an Olympic sport, is because it is fun to watch.
It is. It is absolutely fun to watch. This just proves, though, in this country, we have a really hard time agreeing on anything. If we can't even agree on a sport at the Olympics, I mean, forget the presidential race. There's no hope for us at this point. We got to take a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today, 81 for a high. It's actually a gorgeous morning out there. We're going to have a little bit more humidity in the air today, a little fog in areas. There was reports of some dense, patchy fog this morning. That seems to be lifting a little bit, though. But it is actually very nice out there. Partly cloudy, 63 tonight, then tomorrow partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some isolated thunderstorms with a high near 81. Right now it's 62. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
99.7
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. It's the Georgia Satellites, and keep your hands to yourself.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no huggy-nuggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hit me no lie. And keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself. Yourself.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. And if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money, start out a work week with a little extra in the wallet. That's good stuff. And you want to keep it local, then we'd love for you to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're talking savings, in some cases, up to 50% off. Now, here's an example of some of the things you're going to find. If you haven't been over to Circus World yet this season, or you have and you want to go back and see that Big Top show, how about a four-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, a $92 value? You're only going to spend $64 right now when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. If you're looking for something delicious to eat, Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg, well, they're going to have you covered on that front. A $25 certificate, only going to cost you $20 right now when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And a new addition to the store, how about a certificate to America's Best Outdoor Water Park, Noah's Ark Water Park of Wisconsin Dells. This is a certificate valued at $59.99. Your price right now when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. $41.99. A great way to treat the kids as the summer months wear on and you start thinking about all of those back to school moments, right? So make sure you check that out. Really though, anything you're looking for, whether it's something specifically for you, something for the home, delicious food options, adult beverages, because that's always good as well, or a little excitement, entertainment, we like to call it, you can get it at MaxFMBigDeals.com. New inventory being added all the time. Some instant downloads available as well. With those, you don't wait for us to send you anything. They're there on your phone. And I'm telling you, if you don't feel like cooking dinner tonight, you've got lots of instant download meal options. So you don't have to spend time in the kitchen. Check it out, though, this morning. Do a little online shopping. Nobody wants to mess with the email on a Monday. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Not bad. Over the next couple of days, temperatures hovering right around 80, maybe a chance for some thunderstorms tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have an antique and collectible online only auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the auction house in Baraboo from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. today. Again, that's an antique and collectible auction ending this Tuesday at 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have a online-only real estate auction for 13.7 acres located just south of Lime Ridge in the town of Washington. A mix of pasture lands as well as tillable lands. Also some nice building spots on this parcel. That's 13.7 acre online real estate auction this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Then on Thursday is our July farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. Very large auction again this month with tractors, farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs, UTVs, vehicles, and much more. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 to 3. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers used the long ball to sweep the Twins, winning 8-7 on Sunday at Target Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Eric Haas homered twice. Jackson Churio and Reese Hoskins went yard as well. In an 8-7 win at Target Field on Sunday, the Brewers back at it tonight. They'll open a three-game set in Chicago against the Cubs. Kenny Clark and the Packers reached a three-year contract extension worth $64 million on the eve of training camp yesterday. The deal includes a $17.5 million signing bonus. It'll keep him in a Packers Packers uniform through the 2027 season. Packers opening training camp workouts later this morning, the organization holding its annual shareholders meeting this afternoon. Xander Schauffele won his second major, capturing the 152nd Open Championship. He finished 9-under par at Royal Troon, two shots better than Justin Rose and Billy Horschel. And Stevens Point native Sam Hauser gets a four-year, $45 million contract extension with Boston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 here by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms with a high of 81. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62. 99.7.
7:39, birthdays and anniversaries next. Make sure you text us if you're celebrating or know someone who is. 355-9970.
Wolf.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:43 right now, Finn. And I don't know if you saw this, and you know, it's particularly important for the Swifty fans out there and for any football fan because, well, as you were listening to sports, it's hard to believe, but training camp for the NFL starts this week. And if Kenny Clark, by the way, got a contract over the weekend, yeah. Packers fans, I know we've been waiting, and Chris Hobble says that it's imminent. imminent now that Jordan Love's contract comes down the pike. He and I were texting yesterday. In the midst of everything else, I was texting him about that too. There's a lot going on yesterday. It wasn't so relaxing after all, huh?
Exactly.
Well, I only bring up football season because Travis and Jason Kelce have teamed up with General Mills for their own cereal, and it's called Kelce Mix, and it's technically not anything new. It just mixes their three favorite cereals together: Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. This is going to be in stores in September. Now, Jason, who obviously retired from the Philadelphia Eagles, he's going to be a football commentator this year, says the only thing that he and Travis really know more about than football is cereal. So they're honored to take home the victory and consider themselves officially inducted into cereal culture with Kelce Mix. Now, the question then becomes, how are we feeling about this? I mean, we mentioned earlier, there's not much in this world that we can agree upon. Are you in favor of mixing the cereals, or is this something that, you know, really upsets you? I don't know why you'd be upset about cereals being mixed, but if you are, you might need to get out a little bit more. You know, personally, these are all great cereals.
Individually.
Yeah. And sometimes you never quite know when you get a mix if how it's going to be. But, you know, you got to be a little careful with the integrity of your favorite cereals as well. I know some people are cereal purists, I guess, out there. So I don't know, though, but it's going to be on store shelves, so you'll be able to get it just in time for football season. So as you're watching Taylor Swift up in a booth somewhere, watching Travis Kelce on a field, you'll be able to enjoy your Kelce Mix all at the same time, because that's what we need more of in this world.
Well, what would your cereal be? If you had a cereal, what would your mix be?
I'm kind of boring, honestly. I would probably have some Frosted Flakes in there because I really do love Frosted Flakes. Maybe some sort of Cheerio, like maybe the chocolate peanut butter ones, because those are really, really delicious, kind of like the Reese's Puffs they put in there. And then, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe like a some sort of like cinnamon mini wheat or something like that. I know that's really kind of boring and bland, but I don't know. I think it sounds really tasty. Get a little chocolate in there, a little peanut butter in there, a little...
Sure.
Of a sugar flavor, some cinnamon. I think it sounds scrumptious, but can't you just do this on your own, though, too? I mean, can't you just make your own mix? Like, you can make your own personalized mix just by going out and buying your favorite cereals. Although, I get it. Buying one box is probably better than three, because cereal prices, thank you very much to the Russian war in Ukraine, they're not cheap, right? Because we know that Ukraine is the breadbasket, essentially, for the entire world. And because of the war that's been raging on now for what, a year and a half, almost 2 years, I've lost track of time, a lot of the depletion of our wheat product that we get in this country has kind of gone to the wayside. So they've had to come up with other ways of bringing it in, and finding, you know, all these manufacturers have had to find other ways of getting their wheat sources, because a good majority of it came from the Ukraine. So that's partially why our cereal prices are on the rise.
Nothing is cheap anymore.
It's really not. And I think you can go all the way back to COVID and blame COVID for that, right? I mean, the world shut down. Things got higher. It was hard to ship things. It was hard to get stuff. And I'm not sure that economy-wise, we've ever rebounded from some of that kind of stuff.
So, remember all those stimulus checks that we were getting for a while? Yeah. To booster the economy. Well, now we've paid it all back.
Right. So, exactly. So, I know. But we all needed it in the time being to survive. Yeah. So there's that as well. But we've lived in some crazy times. And now the Kelce brothers have their own cereal. And Travis is dating Taylor. And I mean, like, it doesn't get much crazier than that at this point in time. I mean, it probably will. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, knock on wood. Yeah,
2024 is a long ways from over. So I definitely shouldn't say that. Something else I wanted to talk about here before we get into birthdays this morning. So later this week, you're going to have the opportunity to win some tickets to see some really great entertainment over at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd, okay? The guy's name is Eric Michael Gillette, and he has been in all sorts of film and TV shows, including The Producers, Made in Manhattan, Out of Order, The Third Testament, The Judge, The Mysteries of Laura, The Blacklist. He was on multiple episodes of Daredevil and also Law & Order SVU. He's also been in several Broadway productions, including the revival of Kiss Me, Kate, and he is going to be making an appearance at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd. So if you're interested, we'd love for you to go over to alringling.org, check that out, or you can wait until later this week, and we're going to be giving away some pairs of tickets to see him perform on the stage at the Al. So it doesn't get much better than that. A night at the Al, it's always awesome, especially when you're talking about some really great world-class entertainment, somebody like Eric Michael Gillette. So again, be listening later this week for your chance to win some tickets, okay? So we're going to remind you of this as we go throughout the week so that you're all ready and you can text in and win some tickets to see this great show at the Al. Now, speaking of texting, Finn, we got to get to our birthday list. Enough rambling about mixed cereals and lots of good entertainment. We got to get to the hardcore stuff here this morning. We are talking about celebrity birthdays because, well, it's hard hitting all the time here at Max FM. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, or maybe you know somebody who is, make sure you text us while we're going through the celebrity side of things. 355-9970. Now, if things would actually load here for me, I could tell you who's celebrating a birthday on the celebrity side. Here we go. Finally, we're ready. I know. The internet is not running quickly today. It is definitely not my friend.
Monday.
But here I know. Everybody wants to go back to bed. Madison Pettis is our first celebrity on the list. You knew her as a little girl from Disney Channel's Cory in the House. She played The Rock's adorable daughter in The Game Plan. Most recently, she starred on the Facebook drama 5 Points. She is celebrating her 26th birthday. Jazz Sinclair, who is Sabrina's best friend Roz in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Okay. She is celebrating her 30th birthday today. Selena Gomez, speaking of Taylor Swift, this would be Taylor's bestie. You know her from the Disney Channel. She's had a heck of a music career herself. She's on Only Murders in the Building now. And of course, she's gotten a lot of notoriety lately just because of her relationship with Benny Blanco, who is a music producer. She is celebrating her 32nd birthday today. Selena Gomez is 32 years old, which is hard to believe.
That is insane.
I know, right? Because I remember when she came out on Disney and she was an actress on Disney and she was starring in Wizards of Waverly Place, right? Like, that's how I remember little Selena Gomez. And now she's 32 years old, which is craziness, absolute craziness. Keegan Allen, who was Toby on Pretty Little Liars, he was the guy who was forced to have adult recreational activities with his stepsister. That's a plot twist you didn't see coming, right? He is celebrating his 35th birthday. Not really words I expected to say this morning, either on the morning show as I was going through this list, but here we are on a Monday. We also have Clive Standen on the list. He's Ragnar's brother Rollo on Vikings. I probably mispronounced that, but he is 43 years old. JJ on Criminal Minds, and now the Criminal Minds, it's also on Paramount because they revived that once CBS dropped the show. Actress AJ Cook is 46 years old. Franca Pontetti is celebrating a birthday. Now, she's the German woman who falls in love with Matt Damon in The Bourne Identity and The Bourne Supremacy. She is celebrating her 50th birthday. Jaime Camille is celebrating his 51st birthday. He was Jane's dad on Jane the Virgin, if you were a fan of that show way back in the day. Now he's on the musical comedy, I don't even know how to pronounce this, it's Shim-Gadoon, I think is how it is. But when I'm trying to say it fast and just read it, it doesn't really roll off the tongue well. So I had to slow myself down, and then we eventually got there, people. See, that's what a Monday's all about. Colin Ferguson, he plays Sheriff Jack Carter on Sci-Fi's Eureka. He is 52 years old. We have Reese Ifans, who is celebrating a birthday. He was the Lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man. He was also Mycroft Holmes on Elementary and Luna Lovegood's father in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. 57 for him today. I'm saying a lot of words this morning, and none of them are easy to pronounce on a Monday. I don't know what is happening here. This one's much easier. Tim Brown, he was a former Oakland Raider. He was a wide receiver. If you follow football, he is 58 years old. Shawn Michaels, they like to call him the Heartbreak Kid. He was a former WWF/WWE superstar, Finn. He is 59 years old today. He was basically the one who took Bret Hart out of the whole game. His heart now belongs, though, to Jesus. He's he's now a reformed Christian. David Spade, rumor has it, God gifted him with a whole lot of special in the nether regions. Just ask him. He'll be happy to do an entire bit about it. He is celebrating his 60th birthday. R&B singer Keith Sweat is 63 years old. David Spade, wasn't he on that show Cover Me? I'm going backwards in time.
Yes, I believe he was. I believe
that was a
good
show.
Yeah.
I thought it was always very funny. That was always, I didn't watch it a ton, but the episodes that I did see, I always thought it was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I know is very fond for you. Willem Dafoe is celebrating a birthday today. He was the Green Goblin in Spider-Man, and he was also Sergeant Elias in Platoon. He is celebrating his 69th birthday today.
One of my favorite actors.
We named
a son after him, but
right?
Our son prefers a different name. So what are you going to do? You know?
Maybe someday he'll come back around. You never quite know, right?
Yeah.
Don Henley of the Eagles is celebrating a birthday. The Boys of Summer, all she wants to do is dance. Those were a couple of his solo hits as well. He is 77 years old. Albert Brooks, who is a comedic genius, is 77 years old today. Danny Glover, love him as well. He is celebrating his 78th birthday. We have George Clinton on the list from the Parliament Funkadelic group.
Yeah.
He is 83 years old. Love George Clinton. Flashlight, Atomic Dog. That's such a great song. Give Up the Funk. Anyway, some really great hits by George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
I saw him back in the day at Lollapalooza, and I got to tell you, it was such an amazing show.
I can't even imagine.
So much energy.
I was just going to say, he still brings it. I mean, the dude is 83, and he still brings it when he performs. He's a whole lot of fun on stage. Terrence Stamp, who played General Zod in Superman 2. He was also on Smallville, and he was Siegfried in the Get Smart movie. He is celebrating his 86th birthday. Now, thanks to Spider-Man 2, he has that all-time greatest pickup line, kneel before Zod. A lot of people like to use that as a line that they think helps get them a date with the opposite sex. I don't know.
Okay.
Does it really? Does it really? But it is a good line, and he did deliver it with a lot of cadence
zest.
So there is that. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, this was one of those lists you had to be a little careful about with everybody on the list, quite honestly. I mean, there were things that could have went really wonky and FCC shutdowns and all of that, so I think we parsed that nicely. But if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day, and remember to add somebody to the list. Easy stuff. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, not bad today. Partly cloudy with a high near 81, partly cloudy down to 63 tonight, then partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. 81 once again for a high. Right now, it is 62.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Excel Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Excel Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. Some Republicans wasting no time in saying that President Biden needs to do more than just hand over the re-election to his Vice President Kamala Harris.
Within minutes of President Biden making this decision to drop out of the race, Republicans on Capitol Hill called for him to step down immediately. House Speaker Mike Johnson, the second in line to the presidency, leading those calls, insisting if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president, adding he must resign the office immediately.
ABC Senior Congressional Correspondent Rachel Scott, ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl says the messaging for both parties will change going forward.
This race was going to have the oldest major party nominee in history. That was going to be Joe Biden. It still has the oldest major party nominee, but it's Donald Trump.
Harris called about 100 Democrats yesterday after the Biden announcement, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, both mentioned as possible running mates. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Governor Evers has signed a $4.6 million contract to